The Rolling Stones tune You Can't Always Get What You Want blared throughout Quicken Loans Arena as Donald Trump left the floor after being nominated by the Republican Party. The Ohio delegates at the convention in Cleveland didn't get what they wanted. Their governor, John Kasich, who won Ohio's primary and all 66 of its delegates. Kasich has not yet endorsed Trump. In fact, he didn't go to the nomination or step inside the queue all week. Instead, he held events around town for his delegates. Early Thursday, at a breakfast in a hotel several blocks away from the convention hall, he spoke to them about why he can't endorse Trump right now.
We want politicians to stand on principle, and then whenever they do, if it's not the principle we like, we're not so much into them standing on principle. I can tell you that when you stand on principle, sometimes you're all alone. And that's cool, because at the end of the day, it's just you in the mirror. Well, you, the mirror, and the Lord. That's the way I look at it. And you got to be comfortable.
But some of Ohio's delegates, like honorary delegates Tony Moss and Ken Jones, said they had accepted Trump as the nominee before coming to the convention. They said the fact that so many hadn't makes them uncomfortable.
It's been a very difficult week, the elephant in the room, okay? Yeah. I've never been around anything like this in my lifetime. You're coming to the Republican convention in Cleveland, Ohio, for the swing state for the presidency of the United States of America, that we are here all together to unify, to make that happen. And everyone sitting in that room and not talking about who the candidate is the Trump-Pence ticket.
But it's not just Ohioans who have problems with Trump as the candidate. Other top Republicans, including all former living Republican presidents, refuse to come to the convention hall for the big event and, like Kasich, refuse to endorse Trump. Former U.S. House Speaker Newt Gingrich, a man who was thought to be a possible running mate for Trump, downplayed the party unity issue.
The party's together.
Yet the body language of the Ohio delegation during Trump's speech spoke volumes. They sat most of the time while delegates in states that were positioned around them stood and cheered. The head of the Ohio Republican Party, Matt Borges, said he believes the GOP is more unified than some might think. Borges says the Republican base that supported Kasich is starting to warm up to Trump.
Things are smoothing out. And I had a good conversation with Mr. Trump yesterday. So I think the message that we have to deliver is that we got to spend the next 110 days fighting Hillary Clinton, not each other.
A longtime observer of state politics agrees. Former Ohio House Speaker Joanne Davidson said that Trump gave a solid address and outlined his concerns about the economy, education, immigration, trade and security pretty well.
I'm sure, you know, people want more details on it as we develop the campaign, but I thought it was a very strong speech.
The question remains as to whether the Republican faithful in Ohio will really put time and energy into helping to get Trump elected. Only one thing's for sure, according to Borges, this convention will go down in history.
This is one that they'll talk about for a long time. A lot of subplots and drama and interest.
No Republican has won the presidency without winning Ohio. So expect Trump to be like other candidates in the past, making frequent trips to the Buckeye State this fall. In Cleveland, Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.